My favorite church in the world is Iran. I know you may find that strange, but you see, I've been and worked in probably 100 different countries, and I think Iran is the best. I've never met Christians like the Iranians, and I've never seen faith like Iranian faith in action. One of my favorite stories comes from my friend Bishop Edward, and he tells the story of how he practiced discipleship, how he taught them to die young, and remembering that there is the Evin prison in Tehran, remembering what it can mean to be a Christian, especially if you try to bring Muslims to Christ. They got a great training program. And this is a few years ago, but what Bishop Edward did was he'd got these two young believers and he wanted to get them going on the pathway, so this is how he did it. He said, what I want you to do is on Monday, I want you to go to the church bus and I want you to fill it with Bibles. Then I want you to drive to this village to the north of Tehran, and all I want you to do is sell the Bibles and then come back. So they did. But they had wisdom. Although young believers, they got up early. They got up at 5 a.m. Now, I have met the Iranian secret police in the early hours of the morning, and it is not an experience that one necessarily wants to repeat too often. They decided that at 5 a.m, nobody would be around, and there wouldn't be any secret police, so they would get their way out of Tehran. And they were driving the bus, having filled it with Bibles, out of Tehran, when they suddenly realized that they'd not bothered to get instructions as to how to get to the village they'd got to go to. So they realized they didn't know where they were going. Pretty confident to get out of Tehran, but then they weren't sure what happened. So they thought, well, really easy, we'll stop and ask someone where to go. Only problem was there was no one on the streets. But that was when the steering wheel jammed. And it jammed into a right turn position. So they were forced to take the first right turn. And as they went around the turn, there was a guy standing on the street corner. So they thought, well, glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. We'll stop the vehicle. We'll ask this guy the road to this village. And then we'll make our way, having unjammed the steering wheel. Well, they'd gone out of the vehicle and went up to the guy and said, do you know the way to the village of so-and-so? He said, you got Bible. They said, no. We want the village of so-and-so. He said, you got Bible. They said, no, you could be secret police. He said, yes, I could, but you got Bible. He said, I pray God for Bible, for village. God say, you go to Tehran, wait on this corner. At 6 a.m, I send Bible. Now, I know you may not believe it, but you see, I have seen this lot do this stuff so often. I suspended my powers of disbelief about the Iranians years ago. You got Bible? Well, yes. Good. I got life savings. Brought out $60. They said, well, we got $100 for the Bibles, but we'll give you the lot. And they gave him the box full of Bibles. He stuck them on his shoulder. Told them where the village was and walked off into the morning. And they got back into the bus and realized, well, we don't need to go to the village. We haven't got any Bibles left. So they went back to the church. You may say, well, how did they do that? Well, it was quite easy because the steering wheel wasn't jammed anymore. And it's never, ever jammed since. It really is so simple for these guys. They just worked it out a long time ago. And do you know what the fastest growing church is in the world?